everyone. I'm here with Molly McHenry, and we're going to talk to you about the powder to clay foaming mask. And then we can also show you the powder to clay foaming mask.
Oh, I like totally... it in the bowl like that. Looks very artisan.
Thank you. Yes, it's a handmade bowl, not by me. I bought it that way. So this is all white, all powder, no water.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so you would get this in the powdered form, and then you would mix in the water yourself at home, and it would transform into that clay paste, and then you would just put it on like a regular mask.
So why have these become popular, the clay masks?
Do you think it's because of all the quarantine and the rise in the self-care?
I think like so.
Everybody's sitting at home doing their own thing.
Watching TV, putting on a mask.
Yeah, feel good about yourself. Probably. Like you got a routine going.
And one of the latest methods of taking care of your skin is to give it a salad dressing.
So yeah, these have, so this has our Shuganate 160 Dry, which is the powdered version of our Shuganate 160. And it's sodium lauryl glucoside hydroxypropyl sulfonate. It's been spray dried. And then our Colimate LA100, which is another powdered version of our surfactant. And that's disodium lauryl sulfosuccinate that's also been spray dried. And then you added a little bit of kaolin clay. Did I say that properly?
I think that's how you say it. I mean,
kaolin clay.
That's how we say it.
Great.
Yeah, totally perfect. It.
Okay. So what are some of the benefits of kaolin clay?
I mean, you can really probably do any clay in here that you want or a combination of clays. But I think the kaolin is popular for being one of the gentler clays. So good for, you know, like sensitive skin or maybe dry skin even, because clay masks are usually used by people with oily skin, normal to oily skin. So maybe if you had drier skin and wanted to use a clay mask, the kaolin would be kind of like the best bet.
Okay. Yeah, this is, it does seem very fine and powdery. It's almost like powdered sugar.
Yes, it's very light.
So I can't imagine that this would irritate your skin at all. And then plus, Shuganate 160 is totally bio-based, non-irritating as well.
Yeah, so we do, like you said, the combination of the two powdered surfactants in there. They're both sulfate-free. And, you know, plant-based, the Shuganate 160 Dry is 100% bio-based and non-irritating. The LA100 is also very mild and has really great foam. So with the combination of the two, you get something that foams well and is mild enough to temporarily leave on, you know, the length of time that you have it on as a mask.
Right. And just in case, like we do, it is a powder, but it's not like a puffy powder. You know, it's not really messy or gets anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So your instructions, this does seem like a lot. Does it dissolve down?
Yes. It definitely like gets smaller as you add the water in.
Okay. So, all right. I pre-measured my 1.5 teaspoons. And this would be kind of cool. You could put it in a tub, you know, if like in on a shelf, you could put it in a large tub and just like use a scoop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think if we were going to hand them out, we would probably do them in these jars and then have some instruction on there and how much water to add. You can kind of eyeball it. And that's kind of one of the fun things is you can have control of the consistency. If you want like a thicker paste, you can add less water. If you want it a little bit thinner, more dilute. Just add more.
Okay. So I added my water.
Nice. Nice.
Yep. I'm using some high-tech chemistry spatulas here at home.
Oh, yes, I see.
Okay. So then you kind of just apply it on, I'm not going to put it on my face, but I'm going to put it on my hand. And then about how long do you think it will take to dry?
It seems to dry pretty quickly within, you know, 5 minutes or so, and then you can leave it on for another five or however long.
Okay.
I have some pre-mixed up over here too.
Oh, great. Because I'm going to be honest, I'm not a mask person, so I think I might have added too much. Is that too much?
There are no rules.
Okay, great.
So this is one that I have mixed up over here.
Oh, I definitely added too much water to mine.
Well, yeah, that's like the thing. You can do it however you want. So this one's a little bit thicker.
Let me see your paste again. Oh, yeah. That one's much better. Yeah.
Well, I'll put some on too. Okay. Ooh, can you see? Can't bend my arm. Oh,
I can see it. I can see it. You should have put it on the back of your hand.
I don't like my hands.
Oh, they can't see far away. That's why I have mine in like a fist.
Here, slide. There.
Now you can see. You go. Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah, mine's much wetter.
Yeah, so mine's already drying on the edges.
Now, would it matter if you added cold water versus warm or hot?
I don't think so. I've also seen where people will, you know, do their own DIY masks at home, and they'll add things like apple cider vinegar or like chamomile tea or like probiotic yogurt stuff like that.
My idea's been stolen. I was going to suggest maybe you could add like lavender leaves, dried lavender.
Yeah, I'm sure
or
you could
flowers.
All that stuff.
Now I have a question because, you know, turmeric, everyone's putting turmeric in things. What if you added turmeric to the clay mask?
Oh, I think it depends on your skin and what you can handle. Like if you're okay with it.
It's supposed to be detoxifying, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And like, there are other things that you can add to the formula, like charcoal or aloe powder. Just if it's dry, you should be able to add it. No problem. We do have a little bit of a liquid fragrance in there. So you can add a certain amount of liquid in there and it's still going to be a powder and it'll be fine. You can do this fragrance free, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. Cause you do have a 0.5% natural green tea fragrance. So you put that in there and it still stayed in powder form.
Right. Yeah, it was it could probably handle even more.
Cool. All right, mine's finally starting to dry. Next time I do this, I'll add less water. All right, so then you can see how it's kind of drying. It's still a little bit wet, but that was my own fault. So I'm going to go ahead and rinse it off. All right, so here I'm rinsing it off, and look how much it's foaming.
Nice.
And it rinses off really easily. So if you're like, you know, just kind of scrubbing it off your face.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I like it. Maybe I'll become a mask person now. Okay, so did you just put this in one large vat and just stir all the dry ingredients together? Is it that simple?
Yeah, pretty much. It's that simple.
Awesome. So I can use my KitchenAid mixer at home?
Totally. Oh my gosh, can you imagine the mess of that?
All right. Well, thanks, Molly. This was our powder to clay foamy mask. It's formulation number 2076. It features two of our dry surfactants, Cola Mate LA100 and Shuganate 160 Dry. And it is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. And thanks for joining us, and let us know if you have any questions.
Thanks.
Bye.